This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Minnesota's governor is vowing the largest mobilization of the National Guard in the state's history as protests in Minneapolis over the police killing of George Floyd move into a fifth straight day. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Governor Tim Walz says peaceful protests to honor Floyd will go forward and blames much of the fire and looting that raged overnight on well-organized, out-of-state instigators.
With folks bent on destroying property with no regard for safety of Minnesotans.
He says local and state police alone are not enough, so he's consulted with the feds.
To fully mobilize the Minnesota National Guard, an action that has never been taken in the 164-year history of the Minnesota National Guard.
Officials expect to have 2,400 National Guard members on the ground and continue with the curfew. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Donald Trump said the military could deploy troops to Minneapolis, Minnesota very quickly to respond to violent protests in the aftermath of a police killing of an unarmed black man. Speaking at the White House, the president said the military could be there if Minnesota requested it. Trump also decried the abandonment and later burning of a police station in Minneapolis during violent protests earlier this week.
When I saw the policemen running out of a police station for that police station to be abandoned and taken over, I've never seen anything so horrible and stupid in my life.
A U.S. official, speaking on condition of anonymity, told the Reuters news agency the military had ordered some active-duty Army military police officers to be prepared to deploy if local authorities requested their help. For more, visit voanews.com.